Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. Maybe some wellness, too. We're kind of added that to the show. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We are so fortunate to have on a variety of guests way smarter than we are to share their industry and life expertise. Except today, we got two dummies on the mic talking about a few things tied to What the Health Just Happened, new companies, all types of fun Jacksonville stuff. We might even do some plugs just to practice ad reads and health and wellness products. We don't know what we're going to do. We're going to wing it. But I got my man Trey here with Lowell Productions, co-host of What the Health Just Happened, wizard on a camera editing, doing so many cool things throughout town. Let's party.
Dude, I'm excited. These dummies are going to have a good time today.
I like occasional bro downs, right? Especially the two of us.
Yeah, we had one a few months ago at my place.
Yeah, we talked about a year in review. Guests are great, but yeah, man, I just like chatting with you. On a camera and lights is kind of weird, but really intimate.
It's funny. I'm like monitoring audio, I'm monitoring the cameras, but from what I can tell, everything looks good. But hey, what's changed since last time we spoke? Because last time we were doing year in review.
Yeah, so a lot of changes for What the Health. We actually started a new company called ET Media, which stands for Entertain and Teach. I always say we accidentally started a media and marketing firm. So what started as a local radio show, then podcast, we got all these clips. We started a business, ET Media, Entertain and Teach. Maybe it has something to do with Eric and Trey, but you know, Trey, you have your own production company.
Yeah.
It should be fun. We're meeting with, talking to a lot of really cool health and wellness organizations, putting a local emphasis on some Jacksonville businesses, but business is live. We'll see what happens.
Can we talk about some of the services that ET would be involved in?
Yeah, fire away.
So, I mean, what do you envision, or like what's on your plate in regards to first steps with the company?
Yeah, again, it's funny. I always say niches get riches, right? So previous company, 212 Benefits, we'll still give them a shout out.
Shout out.
They do employee benefits. They don't do property and casualty, Medicare. It's like one thing. That's what they're good at. Before that, I had a pediatric home healthcare company. They were very specific. ET Media is the complete opposite. It's starting very broad and then niching down. I'll say that like What the Health Just Happened is probably what we're notorious for, but what that's done is opened so many doors to do other things. A couple conferences coming up that has a keynote talk attached to it, filming content live at these events, walking the room. We did that conversation corner at UNF at the healthcare symposium. Sweet. It was sweet. But I think helping organizations with storytelling.
Sure.
So individuals that have a wonderful organization in healthcare wellness, maybe they're good on camera, maybe they're not. Maybe they're good at talking, maybe they're not. We can come in and help with that, be the face of it, find someone to do it. But again, I think most of it boils down to storytelling.
Now, I know this answer, but is this something you've been thinking about doing for a while?
We probably should have done this 6 months or a year ago.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think so. But circumstances, everything changes, and here we are, man.
Yeah, and for those listening, it doesn't mean anything's going to change with the show What the Health Just Happened. It just means you're now on a unique business adventure.
That's fair to say. The show, like I say, the show is the show. We film every week. We love when guests come on, especially in the health and wellness space.
Yeah, shout out David, the most jacked guest
we've ever
had. He looked like a gladiator.
Dynamic 3 Health, his company, wonderful episode I'd recommend listening to. We had Wes the week before that. We just keep getting cooler and cooler people sitting down and chatting and talking about their businesses and stories. The biggest thing, too, is going on site, right? We're in this studio. We have Cox Media Group, but going to businesses to get that B-roll content and a much better visual of what their company's doing.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about ET Media, to me, the show is the show. We record. It airs locally on 104.5 WOKB. Shout out to Cox Media Group.
Yeah, shout out.
John Showalter. I don't know about that dude. I wish I got that on camera for him. Wonderful human. You should, by the way, look into Cox Media Group. They do a great job. So radio show, then simultaneously we share it to all the major podcast platforms, YouTube, which I keep saying we barely put any resources into any of these things, and we've, like I say this humbly, we've built something on accident.
I think so.
So what happens if I put more resources and stuff into this basket? Who knows?
Yeah.
So a lot's changed. And then really the biggest thing too is digital assets. We're just in an age now, video content is king. You know this.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to get to a second.
From you.
I love doing this. Nothing lights me up more than once the camera comes on and we have these conversations. Sure. And I'm doing a lot of talking right now to paint a picture than you will.
Yeah.
I just love doing it. And I think that's contagious for guests. It's not about us. It's just humanizing someone and helping them tell a story in a fun environment, but the digital assets afterwards, so a 48-minute commercial, a 48-minute conversation, which is a 48-minute commercial,
yeah,
can create so many digital assets that are evergreen, repeatable, usable on websites, that's just more of a casual, fun environment.
I think what's been fun is, like, I started doing the podcast with you, like, what, 2.5 years ago, maybe 3 years, two, yeah, let's just say two. But, like, I don't think this was the intention at all. This kind of just presented itself, wouldn't you say?
Not then. I tell that story often and, you know, kind of a shout out to you, right? You had just moved back from DC and you're like, hey, I'm kind of looking for work. And I was talking to someone else. I said, bring your cameras in for an episode.
Yeah.
First one, which I passed out and went to the ER. That was wild. But it wasn't. It's let's see what's here. And it's continued to evolve. And you tell me, like, how many doors has this show directly opened up for you to work?
A lot. And it also it's changed my business model where I was full-blown just filming your traditional, like, marketing content, and now I film pretty much podcasts for a living, which is awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's unique. I think one thing that'll be a huge advantage with the ET Media side would be, one, we film and edit a podcast already, so we have experience in that. And then what seems to be the writing on the wall is a lot of people are very interested in you and I's strategy to doing the podcast, which is funny because I think it's just you and I being ourselves really is the selling point and making people really comfortable. But it's been pretty cool to see people actually reach out to hear our advice in regards to how to approach these things.
Completely agree. And usually I start the conversation like, I don't really know what we're doing. And maybe that helps. I think it's the candid conversation, the casual
conversation. I think we're very humble about it in a way, in a weird way. We do know what we're doing, but at the same time.
Other than this episode, which we're going to talk about how awesome each other is, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But I think of, you know, MedEvidence has a great, by the way, check out MedEvidence. Shout out to that show, Dr. Corin. But the amount of people that call and ask, let me pick your brain, what advice do you have? So part of the business will be consulting and working with companies to help them start a show or create some type of video content that doesn't suck. That's what I keep saying too.
Yeah. For anyone that's listening, can you give an example of types of businesses or people that you would be working with or want to work with?
Yeah.
Because
what I don't want to say is anyone that pays the bills. That's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
We've all fell in that. When you start a company, you want money coming in the door, but you don't want to take on any client. So our rules for What the Health, specifically, this is What the Health is now underneath the ET Media umbrella. Ideally, is looking to find more shows to put under that umbrella to share resources, collaborate. Rule number one is no assholes.
All right, we got to get up and go.
Right? And yeah, again,
just kidding. I know.
In some capacity, we are, but high demands and expectations that just aren't realistic.
Sure.
And I use an example, like if you want us to ask you 10 questions in order, so that's not this show. Some shows are. If you want us to have a bowl full of green M&Ms and a sandwich with the crust cut off, like there's just realistic expectations.
Sure.
Because again, you and I, everyone is kind of an a-hole in some capacity, but rule number two is see rule number one. Rule number three is the show's not about us. It's about the guests, what they're talking about. The same thing applies for ET Media.
Yeah.
We're here to help and consult with it. The show, it has to be entertaining, educational, or fun. So the same thing, ET Media, again, entertain and teach.
Sure.
It has to be fun, though. If it's miserable, what's the point of doing it? So much so that when the fun stops, all of this stops.
Yep.
It is work, you know, right? All the edit, the amount of work that you do is unbelievable. And everyone who sees it is like, dang, dude. Like
it's fun.
Correct.
It's fun. I got a unique skill set. So, hey, we've spent probably 10 minutes talking about ET Media, so I don't want to lose too many listeners. So, shout out to, who is this?
It's Element.
Element. So, if you're not watching and you're listening, I've got, what, 2 30-packs of Element electrolyte drinks. Tell me why this is important, because I'm supposed to start drinking it.
I love it. So, we, again, no affiliation, no sponsorship whatsoever.
Yeah, unless you want to.
I do love shouting out to products. None of this is medical advice, but You're healthy for a dad.
I think so. I'm trying to put an emphasis on it. Yeah.
How old are you?
Just turned 40.
Just turned 40, 4 kids, right? Life gets harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
I'm 43, 3 kids. You and I have always exercised, but I like to play and test and pilot stuff out, right? You have liquid IV. There's all these products you can put into a drink. some have high sugar content, et cetera. Element specifically, again, I have no affiliation whatsoever, but I love, this is my favorite product to put into a drink.
Yeah.
Had a brutal workout this morning, didn't drink enough fluids. You actually brought these in from...
Yeah, so just a little bit of background. The reason I even have these is Med Evidence Podcast. Shout out Sharon, who's kind of the director of it. We did a whole podcast talking about the advantages of electrolytes. We had like a athletic trainer who trains professional athletes, and he was just basically describing the different types of electrolyte packets that he gives to different athletes. But fun part was we had Dr. Korn in there. Cardiologist was then giving live feedback on where he thought some of these were going wrong. Maybe too much... I'm not going to, you know, too much magnesium, or needed more sodium or less sodium.
Yep.
So we had like five different brands that we were going through.
If you look at conversations and who the expert is, so Dr. Korn, like, he is very intelligent, in the weeds. Med Evidence is, what's the tagline? The truth behind the science?
Truth behind the data.
Truth behind the data. So in the weeds, very clinical information, how the body works on a different level. This, I would say, is a much more casual discussion environment.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a clinical background and a training background? Sure, but I just like to use some of these myself. This one specifically, like you said, if you have not done an incredibly intense workout, you didn't sweat a ton, this is almost too much. Some people would argue.
Oh, is it?
Element might say, like, use it every single day, and you can if you're an athlete, but the electrolyte, you got 1,000 milligrams of sodium. Why does that matter? That's a whole different dialogue. 200 milligrams of potassium, 60 milligrams of magnesium. That's in this one. Other ones may have 2,000 milligrams of sodium because you need to spike it, and zero magnesium.
If you're not taking these, where are you getting magnesium, potassium, and sodium and others? So like me, I don't use them. So is my body even taking this stuff in throughout the day?
Good question. That we talked about David's specific diet. Diet is where you can... hypothetically get all this stuff. If you're eating a real diet, and we're talking to a pretty well-known doctor, she's wonderful. I hope she comes on the show. Just became the medical director of a organization called Fountain Life. She had a heart transplant. She beat cancer twice. Wild story. She's awesome. But her thing really is talking about diet.
Sure.
So that's, I mean, again, you want to look at replacing these things. It's through real food.
Yeah, but just for like a dummy, like, where am I getting magnesium from? Like, if I eat a steak, is there magnesium in steak?
Yep. Potassium, obviously, bananas, leafy greens.
And then sodium.
Sodium's just salt. Sodium
so
is table
even
salt.
If I was eating french fries, am I getting sodium?
Well, again, how it's mixed with food and the salt content, you can have too much salt. But if you eat french fries, you're going to get salt, but it could be too much salt. Plus the carbohydrates tied to it.
Well, I asked the guy when we were doing the episode, I was like, so my goal is just to pee clear. Is that a dumb theory? And he was like, well, that means you don't have a lot of this stuff. Like, you're probably lacking. Is there truth in that, probably?
Again, this is not medical advice in any capacity. I love the pee conversation. When my pee is super yellow, right?
Yeah.
I'm dehydrated.
Sure.
When it's super clear, consistently over like multiple times peeing, I'm overhydrated.
Really?
Right? I'm saying...
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
There's no... By the way, there's not clinical research. There is clinical research tied to this. This is not that conversation. That's just how... Like, I trial and error myself, and I can tell when I pee and it's super yellow, I'm like, I can feel I'm dehydrated, right?
Yeah.
When I'm drinking mass quantities of water and my pee is crystal clear for like 3 days in a row, I'm washing it out.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Speaking of pee, wow, we're getting really weird. We're going to pivot to the Jacksonville Jaguars because this was a story a couple years ago.
Okay.
Their team facilities in their urinal. Have you heard about this?
No.
So in the team facilities, I've seen these and used it. I might have a video of it. Not of me peeing, but you pee into a urinal and there's a sensor in there that either flips green saying you're hydrated enough or flips red saying
you're
dehydrated.
That's genius.
So
play athletes.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Well, particularly in like places like Florida where the heat index can get insane. I could see that.
Summertime too, you're sweating profusely if you're doing yard work constantly.
Yeah.
But these athletes who are outside in the heat, just sweating profusely.
Oh my gosh! You brought up yard work. Can you talk about that robotic lawnmower?
So these guys, I just met with them. Marius
Local
Dobrin,
business, right?
Yep, Nathan. We're gonna eventually tee up a show with them. I'll shoot them a text that we got to shout out on this. I just met with them 2 days ago. The company's called AirX, they have drones that pressure wash massive buildings, like the Florida Blue Building, big buildings downtown. Eliminates the risk of workers' comp, people going on the building. Like, it was wild. It's just cool too. They're also, they have a robotic lawnmower. It's so funny. We're going to have an episode talking about this, that it's very large and heavy duty. So you're not, it's not like mowing you and I's lawn.
Sure, sure.
It's like the side of the road, large industrial type places. It's insane. The control on this thing, what it can cut down, but it also does a scan. It has an AI built-in camera base that scans and tells you like, hey, this wiring is broken. This pipe is sticking out. I'm basically talking about it, butchering it, but we're going to do an episode on it because it's just cool as hell.
Yeah, you just brought up lawns or something like that. I was like, we got to bring that up. All right, well.
What products do you put in your body?
What?
Like, as a matter, like you're taking creatine side? Now? Yeah.
Creatine, pre-workout, and then just, man, surprisingly, I actually think I eat a lot better than people would imagine.
You have to.
Well, my wife cooks everything at the house, so we don't really eat out much because costs. Because just a little background, I got 4 kids, so that's 6 mouths to feed anywhere you go. So everything's cooked at home. A lot of meat and rice, and then probably maybe once or twice a week I eat like fast food. But my biggest dilemma, I think, if I were just like self-evaluating, is I don't eat enough. I don't normally put food. I don't put food in my body until 11 or 12 o'clock every day.
Yeah, but that's not, if you're consuming enough calories.
I don't think I do. And honestly, I do it on purpose because I think that I'm 40 and it's just going to get harder as I get older to maintain. So why not just literally try to stay almost stagnant?
So let's go back to, back to past episodes, DexaFit.
Yes.
Which we, you know, again, I thought a wonderful conversation. I'd love to go back there. We did the DEXA scan, but there's the resting metabolic rate and VO2 max.
Yeah.
The resting metabolic rate. Troy did that. Yes. Shout out Troy, by the way. That tells you how your body burns calories throughout the day. So if your resting metabolic rate is at probably 2,000 to 2,200 calories a day, you want to consume 1,800 to 2,000 calories a day. So when you measure this stuff, it tells you. But I would be shocked if you're under consuming that much.
I don't know, man. I don't weigh much.
I mean,
but hey, I just think. As you get older, like my dad, same body type, like he kind of got stocky and jacked for a little while. And then now it's like he can't ever get that weight off.
It only gets harder.
Yeah. That was like one thing Sharon said to me today. I was talking about like, yeah, this year I'm trying to be more fit. And she was like, well, you better because you're 40 and your muscle is just going to deplete from here on out. So even if
bone density.
Does that mean if you're getting more jacked, you're technically not getting more jacked?
It's harder to put on muscle as you get older. You just naturally get weaker. I didn't understand that question. Do you get more jacked but get less jacked?
That's probably not a good question.
It's significantly harder to get jacked.
It's just harder to get jacked.
Your testosterone naturally declines.
Which is why I should go see Dynamic 3 Health.
I love that this health, wellness, biohacking, longevity is growing in popularity. Alcohol consumption is going down. Younger generations are now getting healthier. I've been kind of into this, just trying to do my best forever, doing it myself. Now there's an entire industry on this stuff.
Yeah.
Like Dynamic 3 Health. Yeah. We're actually Aquarian Clinic. I'll give them a shout out. We're talking to them too. It's a direct primary care doing the same thing. But a lot of these clinics give testosterone replacement, hormone replacement therapy, peptides, et cetera. Which I kind of want to try out some peptides just to see how I feel.
I mean, when you look at David, why would you not?
I don't want that stuff.
No, we would look, us being our body type anyways, would look, I'm just going to say it, we'd look retarded if you were that big.
I don't know if you could say that anymore. I'm kidding.
No, you can.
But shout out. He's a beast, right? He's also a bodybuilder.
Been doing it for 23 years.
So, very intelligent, understands how the body works. That's not my style. Mine is like, I always say, don't get fat, don't get hurt. I'm at a point I want to be a decent body fat percentage, good heart rate variability, low resting heart rate, good blood pressure. And I want to be able to play with my grandkids. That's my goal.
I was going to say, if anything, I feel like most 40-year-olds be like, I just want to kind of still be an athlete. Even though you're not, like, you know, the best version of an athlete.
I want to beat my son in sports for as long as I can.
Oh, dude, I was thinking about that the other night at soccer. I've at least got my kid, I think, currently till 12 or 13. And then I'm like, he's pretty quick. He's getting.
It depends the sport. It's so weird. I remember my dad destroying my brother and I in sports. And I'm like, as long as I can, I want to beat my kids in sports.
Yeah.
That's good. The goal. That's a different
hashtag
goal.
Healthy.
Yeah. Like, what is an individual's goal and expectation? have as much energy as I can for this age. And when I'm 50, 60, 70, 80, beat my kids and grandkids in sports. I'm not asking too much.
I think more people need to have that approach, because I look at a lot of parents on the sidelines and I'm not even sure if they could get up quick to react to a bad situation.
Yeah, no question. No question.
Okay, what are we at? I got a clock going. We're at like 17 minutes, but this is a random one. You've been to the Savannah Bananas.
Yep.
My sister went and saw them at Doe Campbell Stadium.
Just recently.
Yeah, said it was flipping awesome.
Dude, so Savannah Bananas, there's now four teams.
Yep.
And actually 212 Benefits, the employee benefits firm, they do the employee benefits for the Bananas, the organization.
Yeah, because we interviewed, what was her name?
Matt
yep.
Singer.
Yes.
What a wild story. We don't even have to talk about them, because if everyone in the world knows the Savannah Bananas now, but you have the firefighters, the party animals, which I love, that might be my favorite. And I cannot remember the fourth team, but what they're doing for baseball, I think is wonderful. Traditional baseball fans may not agree with it, but it's just so popular, wonderful organization, growing by leaps and bounds by doing things the right way.
Sure.
And making people fall back in love with baseball.
Is it true? My sister said, are they going to try to do some form of a kids league? But is that true?
Yeah. I just like to follow the business model and what they're doing, because it's just cool. They're trying to create, you think of Little League Baseball that our son's playing.
Yeah, very intense.
Our kids are at Jack's Beach. There's parents that are way too over the top. Like, my kid's going to play pro baseball. It's like, dude, you're in T-ball. They're five.
Yeah.
But it's helping kids fall in love with the game and have fun. So they're trying to implement trick plays during the game.
That's what my sister was saying.
It's not live yet, but they're trying to create a Little League Baseball really team similar to Jack's Beach or Atlantic, whatever area you're in.
You know, it'd be hilarious too if they added a dynamic where the kids could be the announcers. Like, because there are going to be kids that wouldn't be the athlete, but maybe would fulfill a different role. Yeah.
Yeah. My son will never play sports, but he'll sit on that mic and sing and dance. Yeah.
He's the voice of baseball.
Correct.
I thought that was what a random thing. But yeah, my sister told me she was going to that.
Back to the Doak Stadium. I mean, again, the Bananas and the entire organization.
She said it was completely sold out, by the way.
They won't even
sell a football game out this year, but they'll sell.
They announce where they're playing, and it sells out everywhere. NFL stadiums, Major League Baseball stadiums, college stadiums.
How long do you think, just like anything, everything can eventually lose its pizzazz? But they're evolving constantly, aren't they, so that they can probably avoid that situation?
Because
they are a show.
It is. It is. They don't love hearing the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, right?
But because for your average person, it's a good example.
Behind the curtain, when you look at how their organization's built from the leadership, Jesse, the guy who founded it, his wife, they are so forward-thinking, so culture-driven. Marie's another one, too. Their HR department, their entire back office thinks so differently that I don't. Do I personally, how many games can I watch of the show? I mean, it's a lot. There's nonstop dancing. There's nonstop stuff. But they're constantly evolving and changing. They'll try stuff out, be like, well, that was a flop. So it's tough for me to answer that. I have my opinions, but I can only watch so many games because I still like traditional baseball.
Well, it's funny you say that, because my sister's wife, when they were at the game, got a little upset because she didn't realize the rules are different. And I guess a couple people were supposed to be out and they weren't. She's like, this isn't baseball. You know what I mean? But that's a purist. That's someone that's... but as far as growth of the game, I'm sure it's got to be good. And then we've got that big, the World Series of Baseball that's happening in 2 weeks. That's supposed to be pretty sweet.
A lot of big stuff in sports right now. Include the players in Jacksonville. We'll hit that the second half for sure.
Yeah. What are we at time-wise? I'm at 21 minutes, so we're definitely...
Did you start that?
Yeah, after.
A little bit?
Yeah, so...
Maybe we'll cut it short.
Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
Dude, so many sporting things. We'll hit that the USA soccer... hockey team in the Olympics.
Yeah.
You talk about healthy. Stressful. But that dude, what's his name? Hughes? I forgot his first name. My wife gave me a shirt.
Jack Hughes.
With the American flag around his back and his teeth missing. And my wife literally bought me a t-shirt. It's one of my favorite t-shirts now. That is healthy.
Hashtag healthy.
Yeah. Again, talk about random. We're all over the place, but we've had some incredible episodes. Shows evolving, companies evolving. Maybe we'll talk about some more products, but what am I missing?
That's what the hell just happened.
Welcome back to the second half of What the Health Just Happened. If you're catching us here on the radio, good news is you can catch the full episode on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube under What the Health Just Happened. First half, I'm here with Trey, co-host of the show, the wizard on the cameras, wonderful human being, super random episode talking about some announcements in business, activities in Jacksonville, sports, free plugs for products, even though they don't need us to plug it. Healthy or not healthy?
Yeah, let's roll.
Zins and ons.
They're really not healthy, but they're very addictive.
I think we'll dive a little bit here. It's like anything. It can be healthy. Nicotine is not necessarily unhealthy, but when you're going through a can a day or half a can a day,
it's not healthy. Healthy.
But again, I always talk about, I previously used chewing tobacco. I'm using it to get off of it. Healthy or not healthy, wearing props in the studio.
Only the healthiest.
100%
those,
healthy.
Those that can't see us, we have the most ridiculously looking glasses on that we could possibly ever wear.
I love props.
And we're taking photos.
So healthy or not healthy, elements.
Element, I think healthy. Haven't even had it yet.
But. I'm going healthy. I love these things. Healthy or not healthy, remarkable. Have you gotten one of these yet?
Okay. Seems to be healthy. Give me the quick sales pitch.
This changed my life. I had, at any given time, 8 to 10 notebooks, like personal journal, creative journal, work stuff, radio stuff. Remarkable. Again, no affiliation whatsoever. Our entire office has these now. Think of it as a tablet, but for taking notes. It feels just like paper. I love this thing. Remarkable. If you're not familiar with it, you know what we might do is give that as the next raffle. I like
I
to give
that'd
out
be great.
I might reach out to them, see if we can't get one donated. Otherwise, we'll buy one. Remarkable. I'm going healthy. Healthy or not healthy, Travieso McLeod, attorneys at law.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's super healthy. These guys have been sharing our content.
So they do.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think super healthy. It's
and
funny.
Tara. It's Tara's doing all the work behind the
shout
scenes.
Shout out. She's the one grinding. But hey, you know, I think they had a good time.
Yeah. Again, when we do this show, there's a lot of like self shout outs on this one.
Of course.
The point of it, a 48 minute conversation, I can assure you, if you're interested in joining, reach out to us, but talk to past guests, casual, fun environment. But the video assets afterwards, the goal, you can have 10, 15, 50 clips that can constantly be used. And they've done a great job sharing and doing that stuff too, as is Dynamic 3 Health. Every guest that comes on shares, distributes in addition to us.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy, running marathons.
Well, if I could actually do it, super healthy.
Oh, man. I can't do it.
Yeah. Not really interested.
What do you do for extra? Are you just like weightlifting or what's your style?
So I work out 4 to 5 days a week, only for 30 minutes. I probably think it's high intensity, but I'm not sweating a lot. I am just weightlifting. I'm at a Planet Fitness, so it's not the best gym in the world, but it's every day, it's regular, and then I usually maybe hit the treadmill. But I do
incline.
I do incline walking at 3 miles an hour for 10 minutes.
Put on a ruck and do that.
Listening to this, stop walking on flat. Like walk, put it on an incline. You'll burn more calories. You'll be on it less.
It boggles my
mind when people are walking on it flat. I'm like, at a certain point, I actually think you're walking downhill. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent, but
I love this.
Put the incline on, baby, because it burns calories quicker. You can burn so 10 a minute.
I don't even know this. Treadmills naturally are on a decline unless you
then
even
that
bump.
That is why when you're on zero, you feel
correct.
Like that. You're falling forward.
There is so much research out now. If you put a treadmill on incline or walk on hills, it immediately increases heart rate and burns way more calories just by putting it on an incline. Yeah. Put a ruck on. Shout out to Go Ruck. We checked out their facility the other day. Put some weight on while you walk incline. Like
game changer.
That's all you need is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's better than running a marathon.
Ugh. Speaking of healthy, man, I do go Planet Fitness, so it's a mixed bag of people that are in there. But shout out to the girl who, I felt bad. She passed out on the treadmill, but simultaneously, she was fine. But I was like, you know what? At least she's up in here. I hope it didn't discourage her. I felt bad when I saw it happen, because she just, I don't think she was hydrating herself enough.
Like, she didn't have elements?
No, but I also think, too, a lot of people going into Planet Fitness, you know, they're probably not ones working out all the time, so they go in there and forget, like, you need to be drinking water while you're working out, or at least that's my philosophy.
This is the point I was making. You said only 30 minutes a day. You're in great shape for a 40-year-old father of four.
Right? We have other friends who are not. If I have to.
But what is the best modality of exercise? Whichever one you're going to do consistently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People worry CrossFit's the best. CrossFit's worthless if you're not going to do it consistently. F3 is something we do, like F3 is the best. going to the gym, and bodybuilding's the best. It's like whatever modality you're going to do consistently, that's the best.
I do think one thing that's fun, and you've probably experienced this because your kids are a little bit older, is now that my oldest is about to be 8, like I can now work out, not physically lift weights with him, but just playing sports are pretty exhausting. Which is good, because I'm like, actually, he's making me run like peak. I wouldn't do it on my own. Am I making any sense? That's, like, I would not run that fast on my own.
How good of an example is that for your kids? They're watching dad run and exercise. He's growing up thinking, I want to do that when I'm his age.
Yeah.
So you're reinforcing these.
Oh, I'm always like, going this like effort. This, too.
Do my,
I'm like,
my,
look at your guys.
My youngest daughter, or my youngest daughter, my only daughter, Isla, when I work out in the garage, she has to be there now. Like, she's like, I want to work out with you, which is distracting, but it's reinforcing being healthy to her. I love it, man.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't it David that said he was at like a, now this is David Campy. Was talking about like what his daughter wanted some cake, and he said, well, go eat some protein first. She scarfed down the protein and then went and ate the cake. I'm like, you could get them to do, you know, whatever you want.
I think we as parents lead by example in so many ways we don't realize. And one of which is being healthy. Like if I'm eating trash, they're probably eating trash too. Go ahead.
Selfishly, people are going to be like, oh, you're so into yourself. I do want to look in the mirror and somewhat be satisfied with what I'm looking at. Like,
what's wrong with that?
I think a lot of people think that's weird. Or even though I would say the person that says that is the one that does look in the mirror and is not very happy
and
with what they're seeing.
That's what it is. It's a lot of times, same thing, when I judge someone else, that's my problem. Like if I'm judging someone for something, that's something internally with me.
Yeah.
So good for you. Look in that mirror and be proud, man.
Yeah, I told you my nipple game's not strong, you know, other than that, I think I'm doing all right.
We've talked about pee. We've talked about nipples. Oh my gosh.
Healthy.
I love these random ones. Okay, so looking... Let's talk about camera work, right? Because I don't...
Oh, yeah.
You've been doing this a long time in DC for a while. What trends do you see in the future? Do you see like crazy adjustments in camera gear and AI softwares?
Man, it's so funny you ask this. So I did a podcast yesterday with a guy from the UK. Shout out Julian. And he was asking me like my business model, and I was explaining it to him of just doing, you know, a combination of retainers and then just little jobs here and there, but all on the marketing and filming side. But to answer your question, in the film industry, I think everything is becoming very reasonably priced.
The costs are going down.
Barrier to entry is a lot easier. I think you can self-teach yourself all these tools via YouTube, which is what I did, so I'm self-taught. But specifically, I think that most video operations, if they are smart, are trying to slim down to being as efficient as possible. So like this, I am currently a guest on your show while running the audio and video. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I'm more saying as an example of, I think one-man band operations, like what your cousin does up in Indiana. Like,
shout out, Zach.
That would be the evolution of the whole filming space, is that you don't need as many bodies, you don't need as much money, and quite frankly, you just need one guy that's full, guy or gal, that's fully bought in with you and your group. And you can do it at a reasonable price. I think that's my main point.
Again, I'm glad you said that. If I'm really not trying to do shameless plugs for ET Media and What the Health, but it is. The barrier to entry is so much lower than it's ever been because equipment is not as expensive.
Sure.
You can teach yourself. But when we're talking to businesses to help them, again, create content, do shows, a lot of it is, can we pick your brain? Can you show us how to do what you're doing?
Yeah.
And you can teach and figure this out yourself. And the costs just go down and down and down. What shocks me when we ask people what they're spending on video and marketing, they're being, I would say, overcharged. A lot of times the cost that I'm being told, I'm like, you're paying $10,000 for something that should cost 2 to 3 max.
Yeah, I think the tough part is that the powers that be, it's always been that way. And I think, I picked up my first ever camera in 2015-ish. And there was a camera called the Canon 5D Mark III, which was a DSLR camera that was notoriously known for photography. But Canon had decided to put video features in this camera. And long story short, I say that since then, I think that it used to be very hard to enter the space. You'd have to go to an LA. You'd have to go to a big market. And now with cameras just offering all these different, you know, video formats at a cheap rate, anyone can do it.
A lot of companies are hiring. I'll use my cousin Zach, who lives in Indiana. He works for a company called Chili Goat. They do, I think jacuzzi. I can't even remember who the Chili Goat. They do ice baths and saunas.
Shout out.
He's a. They have a full on team that's doing the video stuff, working with like Michael Phelps is part of it. They just had, I can't remember which offensive lineman for the Eagles, maybe Lane Johnson, but businesses are now creating jobs to do this stuff that you couldn't have done 5, 10, or 15 years ago.
Well, they couldn't do it in-house. They were having to outsource. The conversation I was having with the guy I was talking to yesterday was like, you know, like, what do you think's the future of, like, particularly being a videographer, like, my business? And I was like, well, I just think there'll just be, like, hundreds of thousands of me. It'll just be you hire ET Media, and that's Eric and Trey, and that's really all that's needed to operate it, because everything else could either be outsourced or, you know, that's all you really need. And I think there won't be these massive production houses anymore, because I've got buddies that work for them. It'll be, no, you just go directly to Trey or you go directly to Eric, and all your video needs will be done, and all your social media needs, and it'll be a win-win for all parties involved, because we'll make some money and you'll get content for a way better price than you've probably ever had to pay for it.
I love random business ideas. I don't think I've talked to you about this one. It's kind of a problem, actually, right? I still want to start Jack's Jerky. Beef Jerky in Jacksonville. There's so many hunters here. Sorry.
I like that.
It's just a fun name.
Yeah.
I'm so random. Is there a technology that is essentially the Uber of videographers and photographers? Does that exist yet?
The closest thing would be, it would be through, like, taking the, I know people can't see in this room, these cameras, but like there's certain technology now where it's like, imagine an iPad where all these cameras get fed into it and it records all the cameras simultaneously. And then it uses, I'm going to butcher, it basically switches the cameras for you. So it does all the editing. Is that what you're asking?
No, which also is sweet. It's like, tell me cool stuff to buy.
But like, what is going to revolutionize this industry?
JSK Marketing. Shout out JSK Marketing.
Shout out.
They want to do a project. They go onto an app and say, I'm going to look at Trey, I'm going to look at Bob, and I'm going to look at John. This is their rates. Oh my gosh, their views are through the roof.
Fiverr would be the, I think is what you're probably
asking. I'm just saying, I think of a local market. Like I want to video something in the next 24 hours. I want to order this camera guy to show up, type in the results.
Yeah. Fiverr's the closest thing, but it's not more on the local. It's all on the editing side, and I do think probably some shooting side. I've never really thought about that. The reason that I don't even feel like that kind of software would threaten my business is because everything's so relationship building.
Oh, word of mouth.
And quite frankly, when I was having the conversation yesterday with the guy, I was telling him, I'm like, I'm not even the best in town at what I do. I just think it's a combination of like, I'm pretty good at what I do, or really good at it, and then people just like working with me.
Which, that matters.
Oh, right? I think it's half the business model.
Every client you get, they want to hire you again, but they're also referring you to other people.
Yeah.
I'm thinking too, like, well, you also have, this is what else I've learned from doing this. It's a small world, right? You know who to work with. If you're short on people and you need 2 to 3 extra camera people, you've got a whole Rolodex of people to use.
I do. And it's getting bigger. Man, this is not to knock any of the guys I work with. I trust them all, but I still have not. I've only met a handful of people that I'd fully like let them run my operation and like not even bat an eye about it. But that's no knock on the guys that work with me. It just, you know what it is? The guys that I actually would probably allow run my operation are too damn expensive to hire.
You're running a business.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, it just the funds aren't there yet. But I mean, I do know a lot of people in town. I would say in this industry, if you're doing this and you're a photographer, you better start learning video, because I think the world of photography is just dying.
Yep.
So I think there's this new evolution of just everyone you know that's a photographer probably is trying to learn video. So if I'm ever in need of people, I probably just look to the photography industry side of things.
I'm going to comment and then question, right? So you look at the future workforce, nursing. There's going to be a massive shortage of nurses, physicians. How do you engage younger demographics to go into this industry? What does the future workforce look like for creatives, do you think?
Oh, I think it's
more than ever.
I'm so optimistic because I just think that with everything being AI and maybe the day and time comes where like people are losing jobs, but like one thing that people are always interested in is people's stories. And so there's always going to be
storytelling.
Yeah, I mean, like I keep going back to this conversation I had with this guy yesterday, but he was just in the industry, so it was a very unique conversation to have. But I just told him like I'm kind of up for the next stage of whatever the next challenge is in this space, because honestly, it's probably just going to get easier on my end. It's just how do I navigate around that, and it's probably having to actually just produce more for a little bit less, but to produce more will be easier.
Yep. So let's talk about work ethic. If you know, you're looking at Trey's at max capacity, I can't book anything else. You find someone like the younger generation, work ethic, what is it like? How much of this is teachable? Like if you hired a full-time employee tomorrow, how long would it take them to get to your level?
Oh man. You know, I consider myself not the brightest guy. But at the same time, I get pretty obsessed. I would say to get to my level, it probably takes like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I never really want to like put myself where I'm like tooting my own horn, but I think 10 years.
Yeah, you're good at what
Mainly
you do.
Maybe because I know how to edit, I know how to film, and then I also know how to do like audio stuff. And it's not that I'm a pro at any of the things I just listed, but I'm like minor league, like on that tier of pro with all this. And I think the biggest problem with most of the guys that I either work with, they just kind of specialize currently rather than just being able to do everything.
Yep.
So like one of my favorite guys I love to work with, he's trying to evolve to learn how to edit because he can film and he can take photos and do all this stuff, but he can't edit. And that's like a huge like roadblock in his current business. Cause like for me, I can do everything from beginning to end. So I don't have to necessarily currently rely on anyone.
Cell phone cameras. Again,
unbelievable.
I'm saying the barrier to entry, if you want to create content, and we're not experts, or people are like, what's your following? I just love sitting down, talking and sharing stories. But you can do everything with a cell phone. Now the camera's on these things.
You can. And yesterday I was having the conversation about my business model, if I need to start implementing a cell phone service to it. And what I mean is just like the lowest tier maybe is we're just filming on cell phones.
Yeah.
Or a podcast that's fully filmed on cell phones. Like I don't think that's a bad idea, particularly if like a client just wanted a vertical podcast. Doesn't make sense for me to film it on these expensive
cameras. Or even if
cameras.
Let's say a 5-minute daily.
Oh,
daily blade. Anything. Daily blade's different because it's tied to 1122. That's
yeah,
awesome.
But anything that is daily, I don't even know if it makes sense to film with my cameras. I mean, it does if you're trying to sell, like actually talking about ET Media and one of the services. Like, you know, one part of using our service would be you get the full podcast and it's filmed and edited, but like the polished clip, we discuss all the time how much value I find in the polished clip versus the Opus clips. You know, I think Opus is great, but there's something about a polished clip. So
every guest that we have on, Trey usually puts together at least one really polished clip. You know, navigating the website, B-roll stuff in the background, like again, great. The Dynamic 3 Health with David Camphy, that was awesome. They all are.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Opus Clip is a software which is wild. You take a full YouTube clip, put it in Opus Clip, it kicks out 30 to 5 episodes.
Yeah.
But the quality of that, it just adjusts because it's a copy of a copy.
Yep.
Again, I think the clips are great. That's a must. If you ever come on the show, make sure you get one of these fancy clips from him. Thoughts on this, because I've talked about it forever. I'm not getting a burner phone, but my personal cell phone, the storage is full every time I'm videoing on it. Like I'm thinking about buying probably a Google phone just because I'm using Gmail.
Sure.
But the cameras are crazy and then using everything through that device. Thoughts on that?
I think it's very smart. I don't know why I actually don't do that. I think it's just because I'm cheap and I keep getting old phones. So it doesn't make any sense.
Healthy.
But yeah, I think having two phones probably makes sense because like, all right, for me, it doesn't make sense because I have a phone and then I have these ridiculously nice cameras.
Yep.
For you, you just need a phone that is for work and then a phone that is basically your version of these.
Yep.
So I think that's smart.
It depends what the needs are. You go, like I keep referencing ET Media. Part of that's the conversation. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you want? Because the reality might be, use your cell phone.
Yeah, get one of the plug-in mics.
Shout out to 904 Happy Hour. Like, they do a good job of, I know some of the people that work there, and they use cell
phones.
They've
been around a long time.
They have, and, like, they do a really good job of, someone there has bought, you know, the top-end camera, and they use it for a lot of their, like, stories and stuff, and it's perfect because the platforms want the cell phone footage. They don't want my big-ass files and stuff like that. YouTube and stuff do, but Instagram doesn't want anything to do that. LinkedIn doesn't want anything to do with that because they have to then host that file that's massive. So there's a huge advantage in using cell phones for the social media
platforms. Your TikToks, your Instas, your Facebooks.
Yeah, they don't. And
I never thought about that. That's a good nugget to drop.
They also want certain resolutions. So, like, Instagram, I think, prefers 30 or 60 frames per second. A lot of our phones now are auto-programmed to shoot their video or whatnot at 30, but I was on a phone call with Panasonic, which is the camera brand I use. And
shout out, Panasonic.
Yeah, shout out. Thank you for all the cameras. You guys have been great. one of their engineers was given a testimony about how Instagram wants 30 frames per second.
Man, we have bounced all over the place. I love these conversations. Couple minutes left. How did we miss this? When this airs Saturday on the radio, what's next week here in Jacksonville?
Oh, my gosh.
The
golf,
players.
And I'm going. You're going.
What day is you going?
I'm going Wednesday, practice day, for my son's birthday.
So I'll be there Tuesday, maybe Friday. And so, like, I would say Florida Georgia's notorious. You got the Jags, but the Players' Championship, even if you're not a golf fan, it is an experience. They've gotten better and better and better healthy.
Oh, so healthy. And I actually think the reason we enjoy it more is just as you get older, I think as a man, golf is something that you're like, man, that's something I wish I would have picked up a lot earlier.
Oh my gosh.
So there's almost an appreciation, and it's pretty highbrow. It's a highbrow environment. There's not going to be any fights or anything weird. It's going to be
a couple like party spots, but they're not. They're like tame party spots, right? After, when you go to the beach bars afterwards, that gets a little wild. But
does it?
Oh man, this is a long time ago. I'm 43 now.
I mean,
wonderful experience. The PGA does a really good job putting this on, and it's not considered the Masters. Oh my gosh, come on, brain. What are the four big tournaments called? Golly, all these golfers are going to
judge me. I should know this.
A major.
Holy crap, yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Whatever, dude.
It's the fifth major.
Okay.
So you're going Wednesday. Would you go any other days, or are you working next
week? No, we're specifically going Wednesday with the strategy of, we know that's probably the low foot traffic. My son really wants to see a couple of the golfers, so we're like, well, that's probably the perfect opportunity. And he kind of wants to try to interact with the players, and I feel like that's probably the best day.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are my favorite days. The problem with Wednesday...
You can go on Monday?
I think Monday's open too, but...
Wow.
So Tuesday, military appreciation, kids get in free. The golfers will sign autographs all day.
Are they dead on
they're
Wednesdays?
They're chill. Wednesday, you got to think they're preparing for the tournament. So Wednesday,
focused.
They're starting to get dialed in, but I'm saying, go to the driving range.
Okay.
That's where they're nice to kids. You can buy these golf balls that they'll autograph. Like, you'll be fine, Tuesday's the day.
Is it? It's funny. I wanted to take your idea and get my son to print a t-shirt that had his favorite golfer's faces on it and then get him to sign it.
Do it. It's not too late.
Oh, I know. I said it now. I need to do it.
Same, man.
Shout out, George. It's for his eighth birthday.
Man, that's crazy. Yep. Shout out to all the moms, all the dads, all the kids out there. What else you want to add before we wrap up? That was so random, but I like random sometimes.
Yeah, anyone that stuck around for the rest of the episode or made it this far, thank you. Like, comment, subscribe. Radio audience, we love you guys.
Yeah, I love the local radio play. Cox Media Group's the best. John Showalter, a lot of evolution. ET Media is something. If you're looking to start a show, want some feedback, or need to hire someone to do some stuff, we're happy to help.
I got one last thing.
Yeah.
The Block is officially opening March 20th and 22nd. This weekend, though, they're doing a cool culture event there. So if you're fit, you're young, you look good, you should probably go to it.
That's why I like these random ones. We'll get at least a couple clips to chop up.
Shout out Moffitt.
The Block for sure. Oh my goodness. We're going to end up doing something with them. Huge thing this weekend. But so much cool stuff here in Northeast Florida, across the country, obviously. Random episode. I enjoyed it. That's what the hell just happened.